Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Migs Cats. I'm Steve Migs. I'm here with the Reverend Infuego.
Oh, hello.
Glenn Cannon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it might be a little bit of a short, well, it definitely will be a shorter podcast than usual. Still probably 40-something minutes. but I got live day meetings, man. We're ramping up for live day.
Oh, dude, I'm so stoked for it.
November 21st.
Yes.
Over at the Snoqualmie Casino. Go to KISW.com to attend it. That way, I don't feel so bad to go to these meetings if people show up for live day. That'd be nice. But yeah, so we'll make it quick. We'll make it short. But we definitely wanted to get together to recap what was Migs Fest, which was,
what
once
do you remember?
Again, yeah, what I remember was the party of the year again.
Yeah,
and,
dude,
and
it was amazing.
Massive props and thank you to our friend to the left of me, Glenn Cannon,
hey,
for
dude.
Putting it all together.
Yeah.
Another banger of a
banger.
Show. It was a banger, man.
Well, it's one of those things too. Like I got to say, literally in response to that, man, like I met so many fans of the cast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's all this whole cast of characters like that are part of it, like Levi Lyon. What, like, at yep. this point, what would Migs Fest be without Levi, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, like,
thank you, Lion Pride Party
yeah,
Buses,
that's
for
what
getting
I'm
me
saying.
Home.
Like, right, dude. But no, it was so many happy people, so much fun. Just a really cool, warm-hearted, everyone's cool event.
It's the greatest audience,
it's,
man.
So, it's just like a bunch of like-minded people coming together once a year
yep.
to throw Celebrate. A party for Steve.
Yeah.
And it's really just for everybody, man. It's just a celebration of local music. It's a celebration of the podcast. But yeah, you get that one-on-one FaceTime with, I mean, like the Caesars of the world, Larry's, and
thanks for the
Cheyenne
shot,
Long Fox. And,
so I only saw Caesar for a second. But
and Mike the Bearded Brewer.
I met
all these guys, man.
I met two cats with Caesar. I can't remember their names now, but I was
probably Larry.
Probably Mike.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was giving them a hug, and Caesar literally was like, oh, yeah, fine. Don't hug the Mexican. And when he said that, I was like, dude. And when that happened, I swung my hand down and knocked this dude's beer. Like,
oh, jeez. Oh. You're the one who knocked over that beer.
First and probably last drink of the night spilled was yep. me.
Somebody was just like, yeah, Glenn's already hammered. He already knocked over someone's
man,
beer.
Hell.
Yeah, Caesar, I must have
I
been there right
guy,
after that.
I forget it. Bro, if you're out there, I'm sure you're listening. I've already forgotten your name. I'm sorry. We'll fix that. Email and be like,
sure.
Glenn, douche, my name is.
Yeah.
But then, you know, go to the bar and I'm like, let me buy you a goddamn shot, man.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, well, dude, just give me real whiskey. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, let's get the damn Pendleton. Like, what do you like? You
know? Or that Redemption Rye whiskey.
That's what I finally
oh
bought him because I was like, let me get you something nice, get Jameson. And finally, he's like, I don't really like Jameson. I'm like, well, how
yeah,
about.
Me either.
And I did get him the Redemption Rye.
So good.
Which he took a swig of and kind of did the, ooh.
That's what we do on the bus.
Caesar, I love you, buddy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I never got my hug.
Aww.
So Caesar's probably out there like, yeah, what the F,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he found a way to get out of the hug by knocking another man's drink. That's how much he's anti-Mexican. Oh, poor guy.
Shout out to Caesar for
love
getting
you,
me
Caesar.
My first shot of the night.
Oh, nice. There it is.
Had the old Fireball. Had a lot of Fireball, actually. Like,
I did, too. I had more Fireball than I wanted. I had it was a combo
shot,
of Fireball and Redemption Rye Whiskey all night long.
Yikes.
Oh, see, I was Redemption Rye Whiskey and Jack Daniels. And anymore, man, I really don't, I rarely will drink a beer. I get whiskey and water.
I had one Rainier at the end because somehow I ended up with it. And I drank a little bit of it and I realized how much I hate beer. And I like how, like,
yeah.
I went home and I ate like five Tums because I'm just like, I knew what was going to happen to me with that one.
See, I had a few beers on the bus because I bought like a 18 pack of Coors Light and put it in a cooler because I knew Ted was going to hang out and Ted loves to crush beers.
Yeah, he does.
But the funny part was random people were coming on the bus, which was totally fine, and we're all taking swigs of that Redemption Rye whiskey. Shout out to Stephen Perkins for giving us that bottle, which
was
awesome.
It was delicious.
So we're passing it around and we're drinking and having a good time, and then some random person comes in the bar, opens the cooler, takes a beer. Another guy goes, hey, can I get a beer? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then the other guy who just grabbed it goes, I totally just took a beer and didn't even bother to ask, did I?
Hey, at least they...
He recognized.
If it clicked, I say cool points.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no. If it never clicked, it's like, dude, who are you?
Right, because I'm looking at...
Why don't you come over to my house and empty my sock drawer while I'm you're at it? Like, what are you doing, man?
This isn't just free beer for anybody, man. Like, I got this beer for a specific reason. And I looked at him like, yeah, you totally did. He goes... I'm so sorry. I'm like, the fact that, and I even said that, I'm like, the fact that you recognize it.
You owned it.
Feel free to have another beer, man.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm totally fine with
cool.
it.
That's cool.
It was just like, there was one point where there was only three beers left, and Ted's right there, and he's about to finish. And I'm like, and Ted's like, oh, crap. I'm like, don't worry. We got a couple more beers. And some random guy opens it up again and goes, grabs two of them.
No, 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 sir.
It's going to start a theme where, like, Steve will get up in the middle of the night, walk downstairs. There'll be a guy in his kitchen having a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then, like,
same guy.
I bet you it's one of those guys that stole Cookie Puss 2 years ago.
I bet it was.
But I picture him finishing the bite and being like, oh, Steve, man, sorry.
Yeah, sorry you caught me.
Is it cool that I broke in and had a sandwich?
Now that you said it, it's totally cool.
Now that you said it, man. And then Steve gets in his car and the guy's in there with the heater running. Oh, Steve, dude, sorry. Is it cool?
Sorry, wasted your gas, man.
Cuddling with my wife. Steve, sorry.
Hey, Steve, man.
Is it cool that I cuddle with Sid?
Well, now that you've apologized, but I think we're pushing it. I think we're starting to push it.
Dude, Plus got a couple good baby, great baby gifts. Like the kind that, like, sometimes my wife's like,
people brought you baby gifts?
Yeah, like little outfits. And my wife was loving them. She's like, these are really cute.
That is amazing.
Man, shout out to Stevie. He gave me, he's like, I got a gift for you. And all of a sudden he pulls out this giant thing of cookies. I was like, my God.
That's where those cookies came from.
The backstage, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because we're in Seattle,
and everybody said, are these like normal cookies?
Right.
Or
you have to.
Like Peter DiStefano.
You have to ask.
Peter DiStefano was like, are these cool cookies or like cool cookies? I'm like, no, they're just cool cookies. He's like, okay, good. I could eat them then.
Yeah, right.
I didn't go near them because I was
You thought they were pot cookies?
Well, I didn't know.
I should have put a note.
Yeah, these are not pot cookies.
I didn't know the origins, and I'm like, great, I'll eat that and be ruined. I'll be trying to settle.
Oh, you
2:30 in the morning, like trying to do mathematics, and I'll be there like, oh, God.
I can't sleep, it won't stop.
I was ruined because by calories, though, because I kept eating them. I kept eating them. I was like, I even had, like, I took three of them and put them on that. You gave me that great autographed drum head from Stephen Perkins and the crew, which thank you so much for.
Steve Kenkman at Select Ahead.
Yes. He does all the Bruiser Brody heads.
Love you, brother. Yeah, Steve Kenkman's the bomb, and
if you're a drummer and you need a custom head, or
Steve
if you just
Kenkman,
want a cool
bro.
Custom head thing, go to Select a Head.
Select a Head's amazing.
Head. You need a head from Steve.
But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to shout him out because he went above and beyond for me.
Dude, that was so sick. Thank him as well. I'll send him a message. But I used it as a carrier for cookies.
Oh, dude, that's genius.
I was
cookie
like,
tray.
Yeah. So me and Levi on the drive back, bless Levi. I have no idea what we did after the show. Like, so the show ends.
Levi knows.
House party at the Lion Pride HQ.
I know we ended up dropping Ted off and driving around Capitol Hill so Ted and I can just drink and laugh.
Levi's like Pepperidge Farms, man. You know,
Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Oh, yeah. Levi Lion remembers.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, man, wherever you want to go, let's just do it, bro.
Oh,
and I'm like, all right. Next thing I remember, because I remember getting a text at like 2:30 in the morning, and my wife's just like, are you planning on coming home tonight?
Probably.
And I'm like, we just dropped Ted off. I was about to text you. She's like, okay, good. I just was getting a little worried. She wasn't mad. She was just like,
wants to know what's up.
She
knows
what's up. Yeah. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, I don't want to wake her, but I probably should have given her an update at 2 a.m. like, hey, we're going
hey,
on a road
good.
Trip.
I'm not in police custody.
Right. End up back at my house at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Damn.
And speaking of sandwiches, can I give a shout out to Club Sir?
Dude.
Club
the
S-U-R?
Cubano.
Yes.
Dude. And this was the thing that I was terrified of. We hadn't had anything to eat beforehand. I mean, lunchtime sort of thing. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So I shot a message to Danny and I was like, do you want to hit some food up beforehand? And he's like, the place has sandwiches. And I'm like, well, I know it's attached to a restaurant, but they're saying that the restaurant's closed.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to wing it. And worst comes to worst, I'll just walk down to the Denny's. And then I saw that they had the list and I got that Cubano. And that was...
It was
so good.
Dude,
oh my!
Did you finish
goodness.
Yours?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did.
I couldn't finish mine.
I ate
it was
one
that
half
filling.
And half of my fries, but one half of that sandwich, and I was like, bro.
Oh, I murdered it.
Yep.
It was so good.
I respect, because it was the truth.
Well, like, I knew how much I was going to drink. I'm like, I don't know if
so
I want to have
dude.
That much
See,
in my system.
I knew the potential of how much I was going to drink, so I wanted
for
all
different
of
reasons.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't want to hurl it out.
Oh, that reminds me, like, nightmare situation. So I mean, my day started at about 11 a.m., really, and by the time I got... all my stuff in order, any other business stuff wrapped up regarding the run of show and all that stuff. Then I went and picked up our brother Carl Olson.
Mm-hmm. Carl!
We swung by his warehouse, loaded additional lights. The one road case was so Carl's big that best. We actually manually unpacked the lights and cabling.
Damn.
Loaded that into the van so we could abandon that case. Got to the venue just before 3, and then things continue. And I had one sheet of paper that was the master list for Bruiser Brody, for Damage Done, for KISW, for Intisar. I had this one, you know, you'd think, oh, it's a huge guest list. It's like, no, 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 dude, this is, you know, this represents like 4 artists.
Yeah.
And so I'm at the bar, doors have opened. There's that nice little rush of initial people. I'm like, oh, that's always good to see. And I'm standing in line trying to get a drink, and someone's like, hey, man, Rev's name's not at the door.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I'm like, dude, of course it is. And they're like, no, I just saw Rev get turned away. I'm like, no, man, I guarantee you. And they're like, Glenn, I just saw them turn Rev away at the door. And I was like, no.
I walked up.
So, like, I ran to the front of the venue. And
I'd already gotten in at that point. I got the pat down like normal. I walk up to the thing, and I'm like, yeah, you know, is Justin on the list or the Rev? And I'm looking at the KSW list, not there. Oh. I'm looking at every band list, and I'm not there. I'm like, well, I'm not here, so I'll figure it out. So I just walked around the corner. I had no worries. Like, I know almost everybody at this show.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
and I'm not even anywhere near my phone, but my phone, I guess, is blowing up with text from the Rev saying, I'm not on the list. Hey, man, just let me know what's up.
The Savior, he didn't bring dicks, but Wyatt brought me into the club.
Oh,
so he was out there and he was like, what's up, man? I was like, I can't get in. He's like, what? And so he just walks up to the door guy and he's like, I'm on the show and he's one of the MCs. And the guy's like, oh yeah, no problem. And got me and Michelle wristbands. Perfect. So we got in right away. No worries whatsoever. Yeah, just, I knew eventually
with
it would
all
happen.
Those moving parts, like I had my list and then I had a joint Brody list from everyone had texted me. And then Steve sent me a KSW list. And it's one of those things, I'm juggling so many things, brother. I missed you.
I know, man.
And then I ran out front. I'm like, where is Justin? They're like, you know, they just turned him away. And I'm like, God damn it.
I know this. You know, that's why I'm here.
Stop putting cigarettes out on me. I'm trying to help.
And I was just like, and I was sitting there because we hadn't had food yet. And I was just like, well, I'll give it 15 minutes and I'll just go over to Denny's. And if I have to, I'll come back. Like, there's literally zero stress whatsoever.
Like, I went back home. Screw you guys.
There was no way I was going to do that. Celebration for the Migs Fest or something.
It's the Migs cast, but we don't have.
I'm sitting at home with my pocket breathalyzer. F you guys.
Is this the way that I get kicked off the podcast?
You had your pocket breathalyzer. What was your final reading?
My top reading ended up at 0.09.
Oh, so you were just a hair above the legal limit.
Just a little bit.
You could have still juggled.
I'm kidding.
You could have had you drive the bus. And that was one of those things where I think I had 7 drinks.
Damn.
So it was the 3 shots over the course.
We needed a cop to have
fireball.
A valid one to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a party trick keychain sort of thing.
Yeah.
So who knows where it was at?
I feel like that's a little... I don't know, man. I feel like if a cop gave you a real breathalyzer, you would have blew way more than that.
Because after that, I also had 3 vodka sodas.
7 drinks?
And it's not like they were pouring the Rainier. It's not like they were pouring them light or anything.
No.
Like, these were legit. They're good shots, good drinks. So.
Bartender had a good pour.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it wasn't like, and I was kind of surprised myself because I blew the 0.9, and then I'm like, all right, cool. And then like a half hour later, I figured maybe it would go up. But it went down to 0.08, and I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I'm also starting to feel it like where I don't want to puke in the morning or tonight.
The way all that works, like, you know, because I drank pretty much, I think you got there by, you were there like by 4:30, Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, so early birdie.
That was my first shot or 2 of whiskey.
That's right, because I had it chilled on ice.
So, like, this sounds stacked.
Us two and Joe
so
Dredd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we broke the bottle open.
Yeah, and I was like, it was good seeing Joe.
Dude,
yeah.
Right? And of course, my buddy Chris Dodgel's there.
That's right.
He cracked a Coors Light, and I'm like, hey, man, I might want to chase with that. He's like, okay. And I threw that big shot, just gulp.
And you're like, no, never mind.
I looked at him. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to need that chaser.
No, I'm not even a whiskey guy, dude.
And I'm not really either anymore. So.
And I had a sip of it. I'm like, wow, this is the kind of whiskey I should be drinking.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah. Man. Well, especially chilled. It was so smooth. But I'm going to say over the course of the evening, I had probably between 7 and 12 shots of whiskey.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know how many shots because I was pulling it off
roughly.
The bottle.
I mean, I haven't had some on stage. Yeah, but like, you know, I'm... You know, without sounding like a retard, I can drink.
Okay. There's a good way to put
and,
it. Yeah.
So I was lucid and focused the whole time, but I just wasn't in any physical pain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then end of the night, I was like, I was talking to Carl because Carl doesn't drink. And I'm like, hey, Carl, man, can you get us, because Carl lives not too far from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, after we unload all the lights and everything at your place, I was like, I got to go settle. Can you get us, you know, at least a beer in? And he's like, oh, are you not good? I'm like, I'm good, but it would be cooler if. And he's
It'd
like,
be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, it'd be all cool. And he's like, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So then I get into striking gear, clearing stage. Then I had to juggle a couple different things, deal with merch. Then it was, can we go settle? Then I was in the back office with Leslie from Club Sur that was really, really kind to me. And Nicole Moody.
Great staff. Quick aside. The security staff, mm-hmm. especially
all
in the back.
Security guys were really cool.
The security guys were super awesome.
They were the best.
Everyone was cool. Everyone was so cool.
And I kept doing stupid things, and he'd keep busting me, and he'd laugh every time. I'm like, dude, I'm just like a dog that just pooped in the house. I realized as soon as I started pooping that it was a bad idea.
Wait, did you poo in the backstage?
No,
you
know what I mean? But I would try and like smuggle drinks out, and I wasn't even realizing it.
You talk about cool, man. Like, Chris rolled out that back door and was standing there, I think, talking to like me and Rouse and Jake Carden with a whiskey in his hand.
Yeah.
And the security guy just came up, mm-hmm. smiled, and he was like, hey, man. And Chris is like, hey, what's up? And the guy just reached up and gently kind of put his hand, and Chris is like, oh, I did that. He's like,
you did.
And the guy's like, it's cool, man. I'll have it inside for you.
Yep.
But dude, I mean, that's how awesome. Cool can you get?
Multiple times he was, and I told him, like, oh, you hate us, don't you? He goes, no, you guys are all, like,
respectful.
Basically saying, you're all being idiots, but you're being really cool about it once you get busted.
Yeah.
Because we weren't doing it intentionally. We were just out of our minds. Like, I wasn't thinking. One time I was just as stupid as walking out with a bottle of water. He goes, hey, man, even though it's water, you know, who knows what you put in the bottle?
Yeah, you can't.
And I was like, you're right.
Yeah. No, Kathy Cooper had Tanya Marlowe pick up a couple flats of water because we weren't yet sure what was going to come from the venue.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let her bring the outside flats of water in.
Oh.
And of course, Kathy's like, it's water. And I'm like, here's the thing, though, Kathy, is in that case of water,
you could have anything.
Two of those could be filled with vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, the liquor board in Washington State, I mean, she's kind of like,
they're draconian, man.
She's like, it just seems crazy. I'm like, it's not the club. It's
no,
the
it's smart.
Liquor control board.
They don't need
honey.
To get like, shut down for something as silly as that.
Yeah, I mean, like I can remember even back in the day, because so many times I'd work all day and then I'd want to go support a friend's show and I'd walk up to the gate with a coffee in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, Glenn, man, I know it's you.
Crush it.
And I know that's coffee, but you gotta pound that before you come in. And I'm all, you know.
Yep. And you throw it at them.
Okay.
Piss off.
It's like,
screw you guys.
Dude, this is actually a hallucinogenic tea, and I'd really appreciate it if you make me drink it fast.
And why is your face melting? Dude, just like, I was just cracking up. I was like, oh, you know, I forgot that I was sending messages to, just to give you a perspective of how wasted I was. So
nice.
At some point, I was supposed to go on the party bus with my buddies and the Donkeys, like Munson and Jay, but turns out they just started up their season. I'm not playing with the Donkeys. I might fill in from time to time.
Oh, okay.
But with a kid on the way, it's just money's tight. I can't pull that off. But they sent me a video message. I forgot until right now, I was gone, wishing us luck. I don't even know what it says anymore. I was so wasted when I saw it.
Be prepared to beep, ref.
Yeah. So I don't know what's about to be said, but let's check in on what the Donkeys had to say to me before we jumped up on stage for Migs Fest.
All right. Go.
Yes, go Donkeys!
Oh, oops. I hit the wrong button.
You hit the wrong button. Play it again.
Be prepared to beep again, ref.
Yeah, I know. Lots of beeps.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, actually.
But then they said, hey, send us a video from you and Ted. And Ted and I were on the bus. Again, we might have to bleep some stuff for
questionable
content. If I could get it. Why the hell is my stupid phone frozen? It's frozen.
Uh-oh.
I broke my phone. I feel like BJ Shea right now.
Yeah, right?
All right, there, I got it. Okay, here we go. I knew it.
Nicki Minaj. Black China's one.
Donkey
video?
Yeah, we're doing video.
Can they see us?
I don't know. There's Ted right there.
Why not do this stuff?
Coors Light.
Singing about it.
Coors Light.
I'll get in on this. I'm drinking Coors Light. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Whiskey.
Oh, is this me? Oh my God, I thought I was looking at something.
That's you.
Can you delete that? Because I just feel so retarded.
It's a song.
She was great.
Tess, we'll delete it as soon as we share it with all our listeners.
We're sharing the audio, not the video.
Yeah, don't worry. It's mostly going to be bleeped anyway. No one will be able to tell it to you.
Tess, I'm listening and I'm
potty
like,
mouth.
Who's that foxy sounding chick that's talking about Nicki Minaj in the background? Like, what is going on?
That's right. She just started singing on the bus, and Ted and I are like, this is better than anything. We didn't have a stereo going, and she just starts singing the most random songs.
She was great. Her performance was
awesome.
Always,
she does
right?
not.
Yeah,
suck.
That was great.
She's incredible.
Man.
Yeah, the sound, the Chris Cornell cover she did was amazing. Of course, the Nirvana cover.
And she opened with that,
and I love her song "Unabated," the one that we used in our little commercial.
The most awesome commercial I've ever seen.
Yeah. And then she had JT helping out, and also her dude Jaundice.
Yep,
from 10 Miles Wide, and then Jake
Carden
as well
got up there. Yeah,
it was a really cool, great, super
great
cool.
performance.
She hit me up day of. She's like, "Man, I've managed to cram 4 guests into a 30-minute set." I'm like, "And that is why you rule."
And then she gives me a shout out, and she's like, "Oh, it's for Migs. I don't even know if he's here." And I'm like, damn it, I was peeing right as she did. I'm like,
I've got my penis in my hand.
I was like, I'm here. And then she said something about like rubbing my bald head. I'm like, all right, this is awkward. My hand's on my wiener.
Different kind of.
But I was in the bathroom. Yeah, but she was incredible. Celia killed it as well.
They were so great.
Can I give a quick shout out to their guitarist, Hunter?
Yep.
Who had the greatest t-shirt of all time. They all wear white.
Dude.
All white.
Yeah, which was super cool with the black light.
Yes.
Yep. That was amazing, especially with that guitar that's like that pink peach, just so bright.
And then his shirt just says, "Eat her." Rhymes with grass, which was like, as I told him, a very feminist thing for him to put out there.
Dude. I let them know that they were awesome outside afterward when I was hammered.
Oh, those guys were amazing, man. But yeah, that I rounded. I think they had just started and come out of the dressing room because I pounded my food while I missed Tessa's set. I could hear it through the wall, which was nice.
Yes.
In fact, we were sitting side by side, like trying to scarf food.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, dude, she's opening with Nirvana's Dumb. Nom, 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 nom.
I finished my half and ran out there.
We had to listen through the damn wall. But came out just as Celia was starting to blow up the stage, and I ran right into my buddy Chris that flew in for the weekend.
Yeah.
And immediately he's like, Glenn, look at that guy's shirt. And I looked and I was like,
eat her butt.
And I was like, right. And I turned to Chris. I was like, you know, man, I can get down with that. And he just started laughing, man. Yeah, those guys. Great band, great songs, killer vibe on stage, like the nicest people. I'm so glad they were part of Migs Fest.
Yeah,
I can't wait to do more shows with them. They're really
good.
Such a great band.
Dude, at one point, even the Hunter guy's like, I just have to say, I'm drunk, but he's like, I'm getting wasted, and I'm learning that both Ted and Steve, two of my favorite guys on KSW, are fans of what I do and love my shirt. Like, I'm like, yeah, man. It was a really good time. And then, of course, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage just crushed it.
Oh, my God.
Hearing Silver Bullet Live was awesome.
Wyatt nailed that basically that death
ending.
Metal outro live.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yes.
And then the next song could still sing. I'm like,
right,
dude, like just, yeah, they were on fire, of course. But yeah, man, the new tracks came off amazing. And hearing him nail that ending from Silver Bullet Live was definitely a... whoa, dude.
And then they brought me on stage to play Devil with them, and we never practiced it.
I have video of that.
Oh, I'd like to see how bad that was.
Oh, I don't think it was that bad.
I'm kidding. I was not there. Like, that was at the peak of...
This makes me feel much better about Bruce.
Well, then,
Brody
then where the hell were you for Bruiser Brody
set? Yeah, exactly, right?
I was, like, in Mars at that point. I was, like, en route to Mars on Wyatt's set. By the time Brody started, I was fully, like, hanging out with all my new alien friends on Mars.
But that's, you know, the Brody set felt like any good Brody set
should. It was so great.
It was loose, yet somehow tight.
Yeah.
Like, we're together, we're a band, it's loose, it's rock and roll as F. Yep.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, it's not perfect. You ever seen old footage of Guns N' Roses, man?
Zeppelin even?
Yeah,
any of those
exactly. Right? Hendrix. We were just up there
we're
doing
a loud, raw rock band.
Great,
and I'm pretty
man.
Sure
it
Jeff Rouse's fly didn't go down this time.
That's impressive.
Which I gave him a little bit of crap beforehand. He's like, man, it's these pants. They make these best pants ever. They're just
more
a little
zippers.
Too tight. And you do the rock star pose up front, and they
the
kind of zip down. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was funny. We were on the bus out there, so with Zach Malang and some of the guys in their group with Stephen Perkins and DeStefano, and they were talking about, like, he's like, yeah, I don't like to really get too wasted before a set. I'm like, yo, here's the Elmer. You
Steve's
wasted.
Like, me neither.
I was like, this is what you need to do, bro, is you need to write really simple parts in the song, so that way when you're wasted, you can't forget them because they're just so simple. And he's like, you're a genius.
You hadn't thought of this?
It's like, why get all complex? Then you're wasted. You can't figure it out.
Yeah.
If you're blacked out, you can still play Brody songs on the drums. It's that easy, man.
Dude, I watched a great video of the moment, actually, but Cheyenne Longfox, of course, made it in for Migs Fest.
Which is amazing.
Got to meet Cheyenne, a rad guy, and he's right down front, kind of between me and Tristan. For Brody's set.
Yeah, right in the front.
And between songs, he's like, Glenn, he yells at him. I'm like, yeah, what's up, brother? And he's like, man, I actually got to go to make my flight to get out of
here. Yeah.
He's like, I got to go. And I was like, oh, dude, it was so good to meet you. I'm like, damn, Cheyenne, awesome to meet you, brother. He's like, yeah, I got to go. So I hopped on the mic, and I'm like, it got everyone to shout out Cheyenne Longfox.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I don't want to be a D right now. But the next song is called Leave.
I know. That was perfect.
That's why I said that. Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That's why hilarious.
I said that, because he was like, I got to go. And I was like, Leave.
Beat it.
Yeah, it was rad.
I do want to give also another shout out to a certain band called the Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done.
Oh, my God. They played as well, too, right? Yeah.
Dude, when you guys were playing Don't Let Me Down, I think that's when I first stepped foot on Mars, because I just started losing it. I was like screaming and singing along. And the best part is then Glenn gives this really beautiful like shout out to me. Well, and he's like, I'm just trying to make you cry. And I don't know if you can hear me as I'm like,
I'm not going to cry, man.
I'm like, I'm too drunk and I'm too wasted to cry, man. Good luck. And I'm like yelling back.
Well, it's right, because we have an intro that we, that was the only thing for all the things I remembered and accomplished. We have an intro that's basically Janis Joplin singing, the Lord, Won't You Buy Me a Mercedes Benz.
Oh, nice.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's what we start our shows with. I forgot the intro. So I'm like, okay, there's going to be no intro. So I'm just going to get up here and, I'm like, Steve is in the crowd.
That's me.
15 to 20 feet from me.
Yep. It is you.
Big ass smile.
You know, perfect. I don't need to worry about how we're going to kick our set off. I'll just say some nice words about Migs Fest and Steve. And so, I speeched him up. And then I just started, I'm talking from the heart, but I saw you out there just going like, oh, man. And then I knew you loved Don't Let Me Down, but we've been starting our sets with that anyway. So, I saw you throwing down for Don't Let Me Down.
Feeling it, man. And it was nice to finally meet Lance.
Oh, yeah.
What a solid dude.
Oh, Lance is awesome.
Also, Louie. I mean, Louie's okay. No, I'm kidding. Louie was incredible. Really loved talking to him. We had a really fun talk just about the importance of Stephen Perkins as a drummer.
Right.
We were geeking out about that. Lance liked the thing when I said that. He reminded me of the piano player from Peanuts, but on drugs.
Linus.
I was like, oh, crap, I said that. He goes, no, I thought that was awesome.
Lance, I meant it
as a compliment.
You gotta, honestly, dude, Louie
never
Jeff
know
and Lance,
someone's gonna take it, you know?
Yeah,
they're a lot like me. There's
what a good
wicked
group.
Sense.
I already
of
know
humor.
Jeff, obviously,
yeah,
but.
Man. Yeah, no, they're the sweetest, funnest guys. And bless Lance's heart, man. Like, he was out of town somewhere for a wedding, he landed at SeaTac at 6 p.m.
Yo!
And came straight.
Saturday?
Oh,
wow.
And came straight to the venue and then ran. I'm like, bro. And he's like, everything good? I'm like, yeah, all set. We got your gear here. And he's like, dude, I almost wish you'd been there. I got legendarily wasted at this wedding. So, and then I noticed his vibe was kind of subdued. Like, I think he killed part of his soul wherever he was.
Sounds like me on Sunday.
And then he had to get on a plane and fly to this rock show. And now he's at this club like, oh my God.
Here we go.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah, he was rad, dude.
Those guys are all
such
a
great band.
Dude,
live,
thanks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, great on record, but holy smokes, next level live.
Well, and I'm super proud of the record, and we tried to make the record feel as live as it could. And, I've talked about nothing's over rehearsed, nothing's picked apart. But as the band continues to play, and we worked our nuts off all summer.
Nuts.
But everyone that sees us is like, oh my God, every time I see you guys, you're even better.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
it was a step up from Jazz Bones, and Jazz Bones was fantastic.
Yeah, we're just, the more we play together, the more it's becoming just super cohesive and fun. And honestly, man, the four of us love doing it so much. We're
it
all
shows.
So damn happy.
It absolutely shows.
That, we're just up there like, man, if I had to leave this earth after this set, cool.
You're not allowed to, Glenn.
So fun. Oh, I don't want to go anywhere.
We got to rock more.
Yeah, you got more responsibilities.
But yeah, thanks.
We got Bruiser Brody on Saturday night over at the Tulalip Casino to play with Superfecta.
Right, back to back.
So hopefully if you're in the Tulalip area, come hang out with us. We're going to be at that Canoes Cabaret, I believe it's called.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, we've done some listener parties there.
Yeah,
it's a super cool room.
Yeah, it's a really great room, man.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun night, definitely. And you might see a different singer with us, as you saw at Migs Fest, as Travis, our front man. Like we've mentioned before, we don't know when we're going to play much because of Travis and stuff, and he's mentioned it on a lot of local interviews. This was not about him quitting. This was about him dealing with some vocal polyps that hit him, and he physically was not able to sing. We found out last week, and we decided as a surprise, And he recommended it. He's like, how about my boy do it? His son, Tristan, who's a great singer in his own right. I mean, he's an amazing singer. Sounds just like his pops. I mean, a little different, but like,
yeah,
so similar.
You can do that.
As Glenn said. His
band's called Solar Tone, which are awesome. Yeah.
As Glenn said, Bruiser Brody found a time machine.
Yeah. That was my joke. Because we had that rehearsal, and we're like, well, let's see how it goes at rehearsal, and maybe we can just do a short 30-minute set, or we don't want to cancel.
Yeah.
And Tristan's going to step in, and we'll see how this goes. Well, a quarter of the way through the first song in rehearsal, I'm looking up. Steve can't wipe the smile off his face.
Right.
Then I look across the room. JT's smiling. I look over at Rouse. Rouse is smiling. I'm like,
Rouse
oh,
said
man.
He has. I have goosebumps at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, like, right.
This
on.
Is going really, really well. Mm-hmm. So then it was like, well, originally Steve was going to get up and say some nice words and explain what we were about to do. Then I thought, well, maybe a couple songs in we'll explain have Tristan explain. And we talk about it, and Tristan's like, let's just not say a damn word.
Yeah.
I'll just get up and play. And we're like, dude, on. And it's like, if you feel like saying something great, if not great, he's like, yeah, dude, I'll just get up and do my thing.
And he said, I'll dress up like my pops with his Dead Moon hoodie.
Yeah. It was great.
He's like, fully. And then he's like, at the end of Everyone's Dead, I'm just going to shed all that stuff and it'll be me.
Yeah.
And we're just like, sure.
Oh, it's cool.
And that was, it was cool. For a lot of people, it wasn't until he did that. They're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Even Michelle was like, what's up with Travis? And I was like, that's not Travis.
I love Danny V from our show. He goes, I was like, did Travis like drop a lot of pounds?
That's what I kept hearing. People were like, wow, Travis really lost a lot of weight.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, and then I thought, did Travis grow hair?
I love it because, like, people don't put together, like, and it's one of those weird things about being on stage versus being face to face, almost like when you meet an actor and you're like, oh, Danny Trejo's from The Shire. I didn't know that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Travis is taller, considerably taller than Tristan, but for people in the crowd, they're like, man, because he had the hoodie up and he had the glasses on.
The gloves,
like,
everything.
They're like, man, I think Tristan, like, he shed a lot of weight. And then, it was cool when we did Everyone's Dead. He took his dad's cut off and hung it on his mic stand. And he sung the last words to his dad's cut.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That is cool.
He hung the cut on his mic stand and then put his hand on top of it.
That's cool.
And sang to his father's cut. I'm getting goosebumps. But I was watching that like, oh, that's sick. Oh, and for anyone that caught it during Everyone's Dead, Carl and I had a big laugh about this. He did a thing where he brought in those additional lights and he was like, I wonder how long I can do a bright white hang. She's like, boom, because he was shooting, I think, for like a good 20 to 30 second, just whoa, wash of white, fiery light.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And whoa, and the light went away, and my pedal board shut off, and both my amps shut off. Now, I'm on stage, been drinking whiskey all day, and I'm in the middle of a rock and roll show.
Yeah.
And I looked up at the mix position, and I wiggled my finger and mouthed the words, flip the breaker. And they're
you knew exactly what happened.
And I see the sound guys running around, and everyone starts running around. And the whole time I'm wiggling my finger, and I'm like left to right, and I'm going flip the breaker.
Is that what you were doing?
Yes,
I had no idea.
Like, me neither,
dude. I'm in the middle of putting on a show, and I put this together one thousand. I put it together half of that. It was flip the damn breaker, guys. Big white light flash. Everything goes dark. Dude, So finally, now Chicken Man has run up on stage and he's checking the outlets. And I'm, at one point I did a little interpretive dance. Then I was just,
I don't remember that.
I was just waving to people to the right of the stage.
I don't remember that.
Maybe I was more hammered than the breathalyzer set.
I'm like, what am I going to do? Get mad?
Right. Maybe there was pot in those cookies I ate.
And then there's that whole theory of, well, I'll just stand up there and like rock out even though my amp's not on. I'm not that kind of guy.
I'm
going
to
be honest with my audience. I believe in being honest. And I think that draws them into the performance.
It's a very transparent band.
Yeah, dude. Well, I just want to be that way as a performer. Like, yeah, dude, this is messing up, aren't we?
Rock
having
and
a great
roll.
Time? Yeah.
It's punk rock show, damn it.
So finally Chicken Man's there and he's looking with panic and I'm like, flip the breaker. And oh
yeah.
And so all of this is happening leading up to the part where Everyone's Dead stops.
Yeah.
And then it's my guitar and my guitar only.
And that's it.
Going, playing that part.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you just going to do it with your mouth?
Honestly, I wondered if I was still too hoarse to sing it right. I'm glad you and Steve saved me. But I'm thinking, who gives an S as long as they get my amp turned back on?
Yeah.
Because if we hit that moment with no guitar, Kristen is now flailing in space with no frame of reference.
Oh, true.
And I'm like, let's not knife my boy. His first time on stage right. with us. Can someone please flip the goddamn breaker? So
at that point, you'll just think it's hazing.
He runs off stage. I see all the flashlights coming out. And Carl will verify this, because from where I'm standing,
I don't remember any of this.
I don't either. I don't remember any of this at all.
I did not. Dude. Yeah.
So this was the entire second verse and second chorus of Everyone's Dead. And so...
All right.
If you look at the mix position yeah. from where I'm standing, there's the FOH engineer and the LD,
mm-hmm.
and directly behind them are two giant gray metal boxes, and they're up there with flashlights and stuff, and I'm on stage.
You're just like pointing. Like, guys, dude. Right there.
And
right
finally
there.
I see Carl turn around, open it, and click, and he kind of looked at me from the LD station like, bro. And I looked back at my amps and I saw the little red lights come on and I was like, thanks, boys. And they're tube amps, so it took just a second to warm up. And it was right as the in my head and out my mind, I was able to go.
That's cool.
Wow. Yeah, it was like that. It was straight like that.
None of this.
And yeah,
oh,
I had
brother.
Zero idea from the crowd.
I thought you were playing the entire time.
No, I no share idea. That story because I love it.
That's amazing.
All these engineers.
That just shows where I was.
Yeah,
I'm on stage
too,
while this is happening and I have no idea.
But all these engineers and all these techs.
How many engineers does it take to turn a guitar amp?
I'm the guy on stage. Playing a show.
Yeah. Force for the trees.
Been drinking.
Yeah.
And it's, everything shut off. We threw a breaker. Turn the breaker. Flip the breaker, boys. Like, how am I the only one?
Because you've flipped a lot of breakers and no, you know exactly.
I don't know. It's like when you're driving down the road, you hear a flip, 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 flip. It's like, do I have a flat tire?
Of course you do.
Right?
Yeah, man? You probably do. When, start to pull.
When Carl did that whitewash of light and everything went dark, I'm like, oh, we just blew a breaker, man.
It's hilarious.
Dude, right? So Carl wow. afterwards was laughing. He's like, you know that fuse panel was right behind me. I'm like, yes, I did.
Yes, we figured that out.
Unbelievable.
That's
amazing. Gosh. Sorry, I had to share that story.
That's fantastic. Great. That's hilarious.
I do have a little sample, thanks to Joe Dreddy, put it up there just to give you a taste of, if you weren't there, what Tristan sounded like on vocals. And nice. It was eerie just how great it was. This yeah. is, I think, right before my eyes, him singing on there. He was in the zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love this part. And the lights are so damn good.
Yeah.
Carl killed it.
Smash the breaker! Flip the breaker.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Yeah, really, man. Really cool. Shout out to Tristan. Check out his band, Solar Tone.
I went and saw them Sunday night. The very next night, they opened for Saliva and just were on fire, destroyed. And, you know, there's all those bands backline, so Tristan has, like, the size of this computer keyboard to perform with him.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
he's just
tiny
flopping
amount.
Around, falling off the front of the stage, just performing like he was never... Oh, it was incredible, dude. It was a great show, man. Yeah.
And you can see Tristan perform with us again on Saturday night over at the Tulalip Casino. It's going to be a great time.
Join us.
I do want to give also a shout-out to Stephen Perkins, Peter DeStefano, Zach Malang, and the rest of their crew that were part of it. Tavis as well, our good friend Tavis.
Yeah, Ryan Burns was on keyboards for them. Ryan's a remarkably talented guy. Plays in Matt Cameron's project, Caribou McCage.
Oh, okay.
He is a ripping, ripping piano player, keyboard player. Yeah, Ryan Burns is a remarkable talent. So,
and I'm trying to remember who was on, who sang.
I met him, but I want to say, wasn't he
was
the singer from Old Lady Litterbug?
Yep, Dan Kruger.
Kruger was singing.
Killed it on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he sounded great as well. And of course, they brought up Eden, Stephen Perkins, little kid, 9 years old, rocking a guitar that says Nirvana on the guitar strap, which I thought was awesome.
Had that Stratocaster on that was as big as he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rad.
It was adorable.
It was rad, man.
And he shredded.
Yep. Smells like Teen Spirit, you know? That was so cool.
And,
so cool.
Here's a little clip of that. And I love that Perkins said that was one of the most fun experiences he's ever had on stage, getting to share it with his son and his friends.
Sure.
kids are singing along, too.
So you can hear him.
Yeah. Peter's pointing at his kid right there, at Steven's kid. They called their band Eden Perkins for this song. It was awesome, dude. And then Perkins just hung out on the bus with us for like the rest of the night. Nice.
He was a really, well, all those guys, honestly. Peter's a wonderful guy. Steven's a wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just really sweet, really personable.
Zach's okay.
What
okay.
I saw. Zach's amazing. Malang.
We love Zach.
Zach's like.
He's so cool.
He is.
Like, he was just like, even when he was just in here, it was like, you're a really cool guy.
He's this laid back, warm, sweet, salt of the earth.
And it sounds weird. And it might just be the accent, but he reminds me a lot of like Sam Elliott, a guy I want to sit down and just have a drink with at the bar.
Well, it's weird. Like,
that's what we did on the bus and just listen to his story.
He's
cool as F.
Like originally from North Carolina. Yep. And for some reason with Zach, the accent never dropped. Like my wife was laughing because my buddy Chris stayed with Tawny and I all weekend.
Yeah.
And she said it took about an hour. And all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, man, last Friday. Slid right, but my accent kind of went away, whereas Malang's never left, so he's got that southern drawl, and he's just this laid-back, cool guy. I think I told you when I first met him, like, dude, he really didn't have two pennies to rub together. He still has this thing, which is hilarious to me, but it's like this 77 baby S tan Chevy Suburban.
I saw that. Yeah.
It is a POS. And he was like, man, you know, I think, you know, Renessa and I, you know, we refined a house and I'm going to open a restaurant. I was like, dude,
maybe you want a new car?
Risky business, man. Risky business. Getting in the restaurant business, man. Anyway, Zach Malang owns all of the Matador restaurants.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay.
So my joke has become, if I give you career advice, don't listen. But that's what I love it.
And he also owns the Ballard Annex, which is a great spot,
and
too.
The Kickin' Boots. Wow. The Kickin' Boots bar.
That place isn't around anymore.
Yeah, I think he.
But he shared how all the whiskey made it back to his house, and he was trying to get me to come back to his house that night. He's like, I've got basically like a zombie apocalypse shelter of just whiskey. You want to come over and drink some? I'm like, I should get home at a decent time. Rolling into my house at 3:30. Well, I should have
Zach's probably
idea.
Like, oh man, we still get you home.
He's the best.
Malang's
I've awesome. Never spent time with Zach before, and like, I've known him,
guy.
But just going to spend some quality time. The dude is awesome.
He's back in town now. Him and Renessa had lived down in Mexico for about 4 years, but he is back full time now. So honest to God, like what you want to do, dude, is reach out to him.
Yeah.
Go out with him and his wife, Renessa, like you and Sid, and have dinner or something, because they are, and his wife, Renessa's, like they are just wonderful people.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, and he wrote a real nice message to us. I mean, the guy is just, he's top-notch. I mean, legit top-notch dude, and even gave me a Matador gift card as a birthday gift.
No.
And,
nice.
You bet your ass we're going to be eating some fajitas there sometime very soon.
I love their food.
Yeah.
I love the Tacoma location, man.
Yep, it's a great spot. Yeah. It's a perfect spot. It's right next to, there's right by like the office and the forum.
Yeah, the forum and the soon-to-be Flatstick. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the cool little spot, and the Matador is one of our go-to places. Places after church, so I'm. No, it sounds weird after we're talking about all this debauchery.
No, dude,
sometimes you got to even self out. Yeah,
you know, after I go in and ask to be absolved of all my sins, I like a nice stiff pour of whiskey.
That's true.
Well, you got a pretty long
because it's
there.
Like, man, that was
you earned it.
Hard to confess up to all that, and yeah, man, like Perkins and DeStefano, they were just the sweetest, warmest, kindest souls. Our boy Tavis LeMay, who essentially was their wrangler.
Yeah.
He got them around town, got them where they needed to be, ran them to and from hotels. Mm-hmm. Just if you watched him during sound check, I think Tavis was the most frantic person in the room.
He was sweating for all of us.
Trying to make sure that those guys got everything they wanted and needed. So like I was saying earlier, man, like so many cool people come together to make something like that as fun as it was, and it was remarkable.
It was a family affair.
Tickled, pleased to have been able to do it.
Thanks to everyone who came out and supported it.
And we're sorry we took a year off. Count on it. next year.
We'll be back next
count
year.
Count on it, man.
Yeah, count on me being on planet Mars again, maybe even Jupiter this
I'll
time.
I'll remember to get Rev in.
Getting farther. Oh, yeah. Well, again,
getting
further.
Steve didn't list you either, man. Steve didn't list you either.
Bull crap. No, I have proof on my phone.
Yeah, he showed me.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, he
when
showed me.
When I texted
me.
It to you.
Oh,
yeah,
he skipped you. Was his name right above the words Bruiser Brody?
Let's look. Hold on. I just love it because he comes up and he's like,
I
it was Glenn, man. It wasn't me.
I was trying
Glenn.
To throw
I know
him
you were trying, but he already threw you.
Oh, yeah. So really, he's like, it was Glenn, man.
Let's see right here. KSW guest list: Ted Smith, Danny V, Justin Robinson, and Ryan Castle. All plus ones.
Yeah, and they all got in, Glenn.
Oh, God.
Yep. Not my fault.
You guys got to imagine.
You're on my list.
You have to imagine me running out the front door at this point. Like, where's Justin? Where's the Rev? And they're like, oh, he's already gone. Did you know they turned him away?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know they turned him away. Has anyone seen? Oh, they just threw
him
out.
He's at Denny's.
God,
he's pissed.
Dude.
All right, we got to run because I got a meeting to jump on into. Anything besides our show at the Tulalip?
No, be at the Tulalip. This coming weekend, Superfecta and Bruiser Brody. Be at the Tulalip.
And it's a very good chance it could be one of the last shows for Bruiser Brody. Well, definitely for a very long time. So,
yeah.
If you want to see us, you never know.
Definitely maybe.
Yeah, there's stuff going on behind the scenes, man.
Yeah, something's going to happen. You know? But we'll see what happens.
It's a definite maybe.
I mean,
yeah.
They keep cranking out them alien movies. I mean,
something's going to happen.
I thought Ripley was dead. Doesn't matter, man. Now we're going to have to fight the Predator.
Yeah, that baby's coming out of Sigourney Weaver's stomach again.
Yikes!
Good times. Rev, anything on the Grit City Podcast?
Grit City Podcast, new episode dropped with Jamie Cordero, who is an awesome person in Tacoma, businesswoman who made Espionage Cosmetics, done a lot of geeky stuff, and she made her own business, built it up. She used to be an FX makeup artist in Hollywood.
No kidding.
So she's amazing.
That's rad.
And for me, you can watch my match with All Ego Ethan Page now. It's on the internet at Independent Wrestling, IWTV.live. You got to pay to subscribe to it, but you can get 20 days free just using the code WAC2019. Stay positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.